Tosis on Tefach Sochek, and then we'll come back to discuss Suez HaPesach and everything that comes with that. Tosis here, Dibor Maschu, Oselo Tefach Sochek. This was the opinion of Rav Simon, that the Tefach is to be placed just within lovewood of the one of the walls. And as explained in Rashi, and Tosis is going to mention this as well, the point is to get now the share of Arba. Tosis wonders, Karna b'pachas migimel samach l'dofen lo yoel l'chashiv k'tefach machmas lavud. What's bothering Tosis? Hard to know, really, because l'maisa, l'chori the teretz is so pashut. Tosis, what he wants to achieve here is use the lavud to get to a tefach. So take a kana, which is a fraction of a tefach, and put it just within gimel, and now use the lavud and the kana, which gives you a tefach. Because the lavud seals. So why not create the tefach without having to actually have a tefach of dofen, just use a kana with lavud? The Tosus says, no, the halakach boi tefach sochek. Kidei sheyehei dofen zeh rochav arba tefachim. It's not about a tefach, it's about getting to four tefachim. That's why using tefach sochek, because the tefach plus the lavud will give you four. Kidepirish bekundus kidei sheyehei rov dofen deshiur b'sheva tefachim umashehu. Here's another example of that point that we keep seeing in Rashi. Now it's already a Tosfos that mentioned it. The shear of meshach sukkah, the minimum shear is what? We've been talking about sheva tefachim. Tosfos here says what we saw a couple of times in Rashi. Shiva Tfachim Umashehu. Again, we had the deal numerous times in Rashi. Now just keep in mind, it's already a Tosis as well. But what is the point of Tosis Teretz? That it's not about getting to a Tefach, it's about getting to Shir Rov Dofen. And Rov Dofen would therefore be Shiva Tfachim Umashehu, and because that's the Shir Dofen. Meanwhile, though, what Tosis held clearly as a valid option to get to a tefach, because that wouldn't be enough to have a tefach here, is to use, for the tefach of the dofen shlishi, to use lavud. L'maisa, it's important to know that this is not necessarily a davar muskim. Tosis later, on daf yud ches on the beis, at the very end of the tosis, it's a long tosis that has to do with pi tikra, with shitas rava. But l'maisa, tosis says over there, within shitas rava, the very end of the Tosfos, it starts on the Aleph and continues on the Beis, the very last line or two of Tosfos, says Tosfos over there, the Matzino Lameimar, the Kasava, again a suggestion of Tosfos, the Gemiri Tefach below Lavud. In other words, when we talk about the Shir of Dofen Shlishi of a Tefach, you cannot create that Tefach of Dofen Shlishi al Yidei Lavud. You can't take something less than a tefach and then use the lavud, and then I have a tefach. The lo amin lavud elo lemechitzos shleimos velo lemechitzos shel tefach. Because if you have to get that tefach, you can't create it with lavud. That's what Tosfos says, at least over there. But here Tosfos is thinking otherwise. You don't have a tefach of dofen, you just have a karnem, but with lavud. So now you'll fill it up, and now I'll get to the Gemara says later on, the Hemshacha Gemara, that when it comes to the regular walls, you can do it just like by Shabbos. You can have walls through lavud. That's, you have kanim all the way around. So for Shabbos, that's the lechitza, and it says further in the Gemara, dofen, soka, kedofen, Shabbos. Okay, we had the Magen Avram, they'll have to maybe mention again that it's only true if you have it on four walls. Good. But basically, you can have a walls of sukkah with kanim, right? But Tosus says over here on Yudches that when it comes to the third wall for the Dofen Tefach, if you have two walls, you want to just work with Shlishas Afilu Tefach, you can't do it through love. But here Tosus holds otherwise. So therefore Tosus had the problem. And he gave the Teretz that it's not enough to have a Tefach, you need the Rove of the Shiva Tefachim, and therefore you need to have a tefach sochek. And now with the lavud you'll get to four. Although one could ask the following kasha. No, So what do you have to, again, what do you have to have a tefach? Why don't you use two katan and put them within love of each other? Now let's say you take one reed and put it, let's say, two tefachim away from the wall, from one of the walls. Kimin gam, right? So you put it two tefachim away, then you leave space of two tefachim, and then you have another one of these kind. No, so now you should be able to build your wall of four, your rogue dolphin through lavud. Tosis says the whole teretz of Tosis was you need to get to four. You can't just use lavud to get to tefach. Okay, so now I have a way to get to four. I mean, what Tosis is going to say the next teretz that this kasha would be resolved. Because then you'd have the problem of Tosis going to get now identified because of the Avir on both sides. But the Cheshbon that we have here right now in Tosis, he didn't really fully solve the problem. So one kana wouldn't work to get to Tefach, but use two kana to get to four. What?
Doesn't he answer later on by Pas Arba?
I'm talking about Tosis here, but yeah.
I know, but doesn't he ask that, like, a similar question like that? You can use
him. But I'm asking, but yeah, but Omaisa, Tosis here, he had a kasha, so all he did was he solved the kasha in terms of how he phrased the kasha. But yeah, I know the Tosis later and also the Gemara Erevin. Tosis is another teretz, the Ode. The Kana Mevata Le'avira. What does Tosis say, second teretz? You can't use a Kana to get to Tefach because you're going to have the problem that Tosis talked about in the previous Tosis from the Gemara Erevin of Daf Yudam Adays. Asi Avira Mehagisa Udahagisa Mevata Le. If you have a case where there's an avir on both sides, so then you lose that status of omed of in between. But l'chor, there's a simple chiluk here. L'chor, in our case, we're talking about lavud, right? You're putting it within lavud. New lavud means it's sealed. So why do you say it's mvatele avira? So the mashah actually notes on daf yitzayin. Tosis actually over there says this point, that when it comes to lavud, if you have lavud, you wouldn't have the problem of the Gemara Erevin, of Asi Abir Mehagisa. That's what the Masha notes in the Tosis later. It's Tzadim Tzayin and Bezant to Yuzayin Abed Aleph. In the case of Tosis is talking about there, again, you mentioned it as well, you talked about the case of the Pas Dalid. Tosis says, in the case of the Pas Dalid, when you're going to have the case, you can try to split it. As the Gemara says further in Daf Zayin, that you can have the whole sukkah, all the fanas with kana pachas migimul. So therefore, if you have a halach of lavud that seals the gap, then you wouldn't have the problem of the avir on either side negating what's standing in between, because lavud means it's sealed. If it's sealed, it's not avir. So the Masha notes that this Tosis of Yud Zayin is against our Tosis at the end. That he says, the Karan Vatale Avira, the Chorot's against the Tosis by us, but the Masha says it's a Chiluk. What's the Chiluk that he makes? Didn't know the full Hesber Hadvarim. Why, you know, what is the basic difference? What are we talking about? What type of an Omed are we talking about? What? If you had the Tosis on the top, talked about if you have a tefach and that's a halacha, the Torah says that counts, then you don't see asi avira. That was the Tosis on the top, because it's a chash of a thing that the Torah gave validity to. And now the Masha says, in terms of the issue of the lavud, when is lavud going to solve the problem that's not called asi avira? It's not avira, it's lavud. That's only in the case that Tosis was had over there in Daf Yud Zayin, because we're talking about a greater mechitza, a real mechitza, not just a kana. Yesh lechal gabi yehi tefach kamin hazm David ha'gisa v'rabi k'lavud av mechitza shleima havishapi k'lavud v'lasi avira. In other words, the lavud, what Tosis was saying over here is, to the contrary, it's not lavud because of asi avira. You can't say it's lavud, therefore it's not avira. To the contrary, it doesn't start because the avira knocks it out. Oh, but what the Tosis told in Daf Yud Zayin, but if the mechitza has a greater status, mechitza shleima, then it is lavud. And if it's lavud, then the lavud means that whatever you have here is what you have in the gap. And therefore, it has the same standing in the gap area as it is in the area that it's physically standing. And therefore, if you told him machitza shleima, then that status gets assigned to the gap area. Therefore, it's not avira, it's lavud. But if I'm talking about it's only a kana, so then that's not going to help you. And then we say that asi avira would take effect. But okay, this is what the Mashal wants to say to distinguish. Let's talk about now the next piece of Gemara that we read yesterday. So after we brought the various shittas about the hilchasa and the shlishis and where you put it, then Rava says there's something else. First lashon of Rava, that's necessary. There are three lashonos in the Gemara. We're going to have to understand after everything what exactly are the shinuyim, what's the svaras behind each of these shittas. So what do we have in terms of the three lashonos in Rava? The first lashon of Rava is Eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. What does that mean? So the way Rashi, we read the Rashi yesterday, it means that you take the tefach and you split it. Let's see, chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan. And then, above that, you have the kana agabe. In other words, you create a tzuras ha-pesach out of the tefach. So instead of the kana mikan, it's going to be chatzi tefach on either side. And on the top, you have the arch, the kana agabeyan, on either side, it's going to be part of this tefach. So that's the tefach she'amru chachamim, as Rashi says, that you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach here. That's the first word, tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach does a stima. As we know, by Hilchos Shabbos and Kilayim, it creates a stima. So Rava says you need that over here as well on the third side. Second lashon of Rava is, not you take the tefach and make a tzuras ha-pesach out of it. You have a choice. You can either go with tefach, or you can do in lieu of that, you can make tzuras ha-pesach, which is kon mikan al-gabein. You can be matir, the third side of this sukkah. You have the two walls, and then you have tzuras ha-pesach. And that serves the same purpose, you could say, as the tefach. You can have tzuras ha-pesach. That would obviously be a din d'oraisa, because obviously the din d'hilchasa figu tefach, and Rava says you can get away with something else. Obviously, that would be a din d'oraisa. According to the first lashon of Rava, we were misupik yesterday. Does Rava mean that you have to create a tzuras ha-pesach out of the tefach? That's a din d'rabanan. Or is it din d'oraisa? Partly the lashon of Rashi, sha'amru chachamim. Is it the chachamim who are talking about the halacha, or the chachamim who are telling you that this is what you have to do? That's the first lashon and the second lashon. What's the third lashon? Utzvicha nami tzuras ha-pesach, which means not that the tefach itself gets broken into two parts. So you don't have a full tefach in one spot. You have to have a full tefach in one spot. And then, where that ends, then you start the tzuras ha-pesach and you go with the kana gabein, and then at the other side, the other end, you have the other kana. So it's like two distinct things. It's a tefach, which has to be inseparable, and then you have a tzuras ha-pesach as well. And here again, you have to know the raisa with the rabbanon, and exactly what is this combination. Let's talk about now the first lashon. The Gemara continues with the story. Rav Ashi thought, like the second lashon, that you shouldn't have to have both. And Rav Khan explains, I go like the other lashon of Rava, that you need to have both. Therefore, here it was the lashon that requires both the tefach by itself and the tzuras ha-pesach. Notice in the story, leaving out the Graz Hagah, it does say tefach sochek. So it sounds at least l'chol ha-pachas in the third lashon of the Gemara, that when we say you need tefach plus tzuras ha-pesach, we're talking about the tefach sochek that's just within lavud, to get me to, as we had before, to the rov dofen of the dalet, plus tzuras ha-pesach. In the first lashon, on the other hand, that already isn't as clear. Rashi says, when he discusses the first lashon, the kama rava, the tefach sheshaninu bebraisa shematir. Rashi doesn't talk about tefach sochik at all when he mentions the first lashon of rava. Tefach sheshaninu bebraisa shematir. And this is, we'll soon see the riff and the ran, and the riff learns that in a chenami, within the first lashon of rava, you don't need tefach sochik, you just need the tefach, which gets broken into two parts, as we said, and the tzuras ha-pesach. What exactly is happening? What is this all about? And to make the problem more pronounced, as we had yesterday, Bechoro, we saw in the Ran, and Tosfos is going to make it clear as well, that Suras HaPesach does not work by Sukkah, by the two Tfanos. Two Tfanos need real Tfanos. Even though for Shabbos you can have a Mechitza from Suras HaPesach to create a stima, but when it comes to the walls of Sukkah, the Ran says you can't. Pashtus in the Ran, even though it says a Lashon Hechmiru, L'chora, he means the Oraisa. He compares it, for example, to what Inyan? And Avdalit, what does he compare it to? Yes, he compares it to the Chesaron that Rava gave to Abaya, that you can use good Asik by Sukkah, because in Mechitzas Nikaros. That's Chora, it's for sure, Din the Oraisa. The nature is comparison, we have to understand. Does he mean that this is the Chesaron per se? He doesn't say that in the Ran. It doesn't say that this point is subject to Machlokas Abaya V'Rava. Abaya who wanted Sabra Baila Meimar, that good Asik works by Sukkah, would have also been Machshir B'Tzuras HaPesach. Doesn't sound the Ran is making this totally in that Machlokas. But somehow the Ran feels that Kishem that I said over there, that Yidim Mechitzas Nikaros Ke'en Dira, and you can't create Tfanos through good Asik, so it is, you cannot create the Tfanos through Tzuras HaPesach. You need Tfanos Mamish. Per se, the Chesaron Mechitzas Nikaros. Again, we'll have to see Tosfos uses the Lashon Mechitzas Nikaros. But in the Ran, you don't see that the problem here is defined specifically, but Tosfos doesn't discuss it in terms of the issue that we're discussing now. Tosfos is discussing in terms of the nature of the Tzuras HaPesach itself. Don't get confused, Rabosa. Right? I'm talking about using Tzuras HaPesach for the first two walls. So the Ran says, now he says the Lashon Hechmiru, but I would argue that Hechmiru just means Midaraisa. That's the Halacha. After all, he compares it to the din of good asik that doesn't work. There is a rush later on, if he got to it, that L'chore says that midoraisa Tzuras HaPesach does work, even for the first two tfanos. The Bi'ar Lacha quotes this as well, that only midrabanan you can't use Tzuras HaPesach for the first two walls. But from the Ran, we're going to assume L'chore kapashtus Ran, he compares it to good asik not working, that Tzuras HaPesach cannot work for the first two walls. And yet, comes the third wall, and Rava says, well, Tefach can't work by itself. You got to break it up and make Tzuras HaPesach. What are you doing? Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Tfanos HaSukkah. And you see, it doesn't even work for the third wall if you don't do it in the way that I'm telling you. You have to have the Tefach broken into two. If you want to make a stab of Tzuras HaPesach, Kanamikan also doesn't work, even on the third wall. So what exactly is it? What's going on? What suddenly magic? Suddenly Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach, together? What exactly is a pshat? The Gemara. It's a very strange Gemara. In the second Lashon of Rava, we have to get to that separately. Tzuras HaPesach can work independently. Where does that come from? There for sure it's muchach that in the first two walls you can't have Tzuras HaPesach midoraisa. That's muchach, because that's what's unique about the third wall. You have an option of Tzuras HaPesach in lieu of the Tefach. If Tzuras HaPesach would work for the first two walls, you're like, so of course you can use it for the third wall. So obviously, it doesn't count as a wall for the first two walls, it's unique to the third wall. But L'chore, even the first Lashon as well, seems from the Ran that you cannot use Tzuras HaPesach midoraisa for Tfanos HaSukkah. And yet, when it comes to the third wall, it says Rava, Tefach doesn't suffice, you have to break it into two and create Tzuras HaPesach. Where does this come from? So let's first give, you know, the Mahalach of the Biskei Rav, and L'chor, there are difficulties with this in terms of the Lishonos, I think, of the Ran and the Rishonim. See if we can tweak it a little bit and say it a little bit differently. But we have to first present the Mahalach that's, you know, the famous Mahalach in the Sugya. The Biskei Rav learns up the Sugya as follows. He said it very quickly. The kids are yesterday. Let's you have it in front of you. Take some of the key lines. He starts off with our sugya, with the Tefach Sochek. Halacha. And he wants to understand, he has a simple question. What's Tefach Sochek, which makes Allah have to do with Hilchas Afilu Tefach? Hilchas Afilu Tefach speaks about Tefach. Suddenly we read a Gemara and we're reading about creating Rav Dofen. Like, is it about Tefach? Or is it about seven tefachim, a majority of seven? Like, where do these two things come together? What was the halach So based on this, and he's going to come soon to Tzuras HaPesach and explain the same idea. The basic approach, he says, let's look at the key words. Hanir HaPashut, he says, the emes shnei dinim nifrodim hei. This is his way of looking at it. This is not about changing the standards of any one halacha. This is about two distinct inyanim that happen to be converging because I have to cover my tracks on two different issues. Namely, the inyan ikar din fanos ha'amuras besukkah. There's two things here to consider. There's a halacha by sukkah that you need tfanos. There's another halacha that you need a stima. You need that the area has to be enclosed. That doesn't necessarily need tfanos mamish. That can go work with other things. But both things have to exist. You have to know where the makor is for two distinct ideas. It doesn't tell us. Shnei dinim nefradim hei. The inyan ikar din tfanos ha'amuros besukkah. So there's a halacha that the shlishis can be a tefach. The emes betefach bi'alma sagi ali b'dekuli alma. No one disputes that. You would need tefach sochek. You would need tzuras ha'pesach. Tfanos have their standards. Two tfanos plus a tefach on the third wall. That's the din tfanos of sukkah. But that you need physical tfanos. There's no question in that. The kach nema b'alacha. Shtayim bi'inan kilchas l'zuzavil tefach. That's in terms of physical tfanos. Shlishis afil tefach. Ubetefach bilvad miskayim din tfanos ha'amuros l'inyan hechshe sukkah. So where does this new inyan come in? Reshub Elevi, Reb Simon, that you need Rov Dofen, and now we'll soon see with Rava, with Tzuras HaPesach. Where is this coming from? It's coming from a whole different issue. You need tfanos, that's fulfilled with shlishis afil tefach. Notice, totally different. The sukkah has to be enclosed, has to be closed off on the third side. But that's totally different track. The Hesha Tfanos I have. He's putting it, it's totally different, distinct. The Bazaar, as far as Hesha Tfanos, B'tefach B'al Masagi. Do I have, check the list, do I have the walls that I need for the Sukkah? Yes. Two plus a Tefach. Third side has a Tefach, perfect. Totally distinct idea is, but I need a Stima for Ruach Shlishis. Where does it come from? Tudinim. Where does it come from? Pasukos. Teaches me two things, which I don't understand. Or this is misvara, that I need a stima, that's misvara. I'm asking for, you know, Pasha to understand where these two dim coming from. I don't know. But he says, two separate yanin. That's not me'ikud din hechshet fanos. B'zeh b'tefach b'yal masagi, kikar alocha. V'alzeh u'dekayim ha'koha sugya sham. That's where our sugya comes and takes off. Also, tefach echad mamido, meaning shehi nechshav kedofen al koha sukkah. Where's my stima? Dofen I have, funos I have, but I have to enclose it. That's a separate din. Again, a makar will have to figure out. Maybe misvara, or maybe it all comes from the same makar, that I have to have a stima. V'kama rav, so then comes rav with his approach, mamido keneged ayotze, and that's good enough. To create what the second halacha that it's enclosing, it's makif. V'achrin yisarvi that you mean k'neged rosh tor. Du'es chazi k'dofen shlishi al sukkah. It looks like it's going around. Shebelevi mechadesh that lo mahanya only if rov dofen sasum hilchas machitzas. I have to create hilchas machitzas and eat rov dofen. That means not in terms of shame dofen, but in terms of having it b'chol haruach, that it's so same. V'hayinu sheyehaya tefach sochek, and put it within three. Slow. No, hang on. Now he's going to translate the alchel kasugi. That was the first part of sugi. So it's not a problem. The halacha was tefach. That's the mitzad what? Mitzad the shein dofen. But what about in terms of having a stima? That I need to come out to something more. That's where the sugi discusses different opinions. How am I going to get to that? Says now Rava comes in. Rava says, "En teres elbetzuras ha'pesach, ikedam yamar Rava, teres nemtzuras ha'pesach liyisham barashi." that according to the first lashon of Rava, what do you need? The tefach has to split into two chayayim. Lechi is a pole that's thin, that stands up the height of the machitza. V'hei ha-pesach b'neim, v'kona gabeim aksuras ha-pesach. And according to the Ikeda Amri, you can have either one or the other. Either Dofen Tefach or Tzuras HaPesach. Kosu. V'zet Shochiyun. What's that about? Maishna Dofen Shlishi from the other Tfanos. The Ein Tzuras HaPesach Nechshavu Kimachit Salashim Shir Tfanos. I can't use Tzuras HaPesach on the first two walls, as we explained. And then he brings a Tosfos, with the students in Tosfos inside. So what kind of halacha is this? Why is it different than every other Tzuras HaPesach? So he says, what's going on here? It's not that the Tzuras HaPesach is different. It's that Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah has to accomplish something that the Tfanos didn't yet accomplish. And I need to accomplish that, plus I need Tfanos. The Din Tfanos is unique to Sukkah. The stima of Tzuras HaPesach is sufficient by Kilayim and Shabbos. Memela, everything works out. Near the Be'emes, Had Binacha Tefach Dafka. Notice, it's just artificially converging. I want you to hear this because you're going to hear how, if we're going to say it different in the halach, where we're going to part ways. Again, I'm saying it B'tchilu Rechimu because L'maisa Biskel Rav said it, so like it's hard to say like different. But L'maisa, L'modan L'sfichim, you know, you read the Sugya, you want to learn it as it hits you. But L'maisa, here's what he's saying. It's the artificially coming together. It's not that the Tefach is becoming the Tzuras HaPesach. It's just that I need two things. Ein Zeh Kam Din Tzuras. So this idea that Yir Tefach is Ein Zeh Kam Midine Tzuras HaPesach, meaning that it's not called Tzuras HaPesach B'Lav Achi. The Be'emes, as far as the Iker Din Tzuras HaPesach, there's no, listen how he puts it. Like you almost hear, like, if you want to think stuff, you know where you're going to be able to disagree. He's saying it without any wiggle room. He's telling you what he says. Be'emes, inyan ikir din tzuras ha-pesach, din tzuras ha-pesach de sukkah, kedino b'chol ha-torah kula. You hear what he's saying? The tzuras ha-pesach of the sukkah is no different inherently than everywhere, meaning that each side of the upper kaneh, that's vertical, is what? Is a kaneh, as far as we're concerned. No thicker kind of needed. You don't need anything but a kana, and it adds up to two kana. That's it. It's not a tefach between them. Mitzad Tzuras HaPesach itself. The sagi b'kana masu mikan b'kana masu mikan aga and b'kana agabeyan, and that Tzuras HaPesach. V'had be'inan hacha b'sukkah, that in the l'chayayim on the two sides, meaning two lechis of the Tzuras HaPesach vertical, should be a tefach, because mishum de'in ikas shir hachshet fanos be'emes l'mahanya kol Tzuras HaPesach. Like the Ran says, the Ran we read yesterday. Because as far as hachshet fanos, you cannot count Tzuras HaPesach as a dofen. I need a physical dofen present. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't count. Compares it to what? To the good asset case. As the Ran says, midulam mahanya Tzuras HaPesach hachshem shenayim kil chasson, ayin shem tibi aran. That's the reason why I have to have these two chayayim add up to what? To a tefach. What? Not in Tzuras HaPesach itself, but because of that halacha, I need a dofen. And that's unique to Sukkah. But Tzuras HaPesach Shebo is not unique to Sukkah. Mishamachi gabi dofen shlishi bein akom shehei tefach da dofen atzmo milvad dim mechitza Tzuras HaPesach. And that's why chayim have to be a tefach. Avolo mishum. The Be'emes gam b'koshu mechshet Tzuras HaPesach. The tefach the be'inan is mishum din dofen the sukkah, that you need a dofen there. And then he can, again, here again, you can understand why I'm going to take issue perhaps. He says, and the Ran says, again, I don't see this in the Ran. This next sentence. The Ran says that the reason that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by the other ruchos, mishum the be'inan mechitzos nikaros. We read the Ran yesterday. Did the Ran say those words? What did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? The Emes. What did the Ran say in the words? Just like they were machmir by Amud, so too they were machmir that doesn't work. Not the chesaron here that doesn't work is because yidim yechitzus nikaros. Didn't say that. And he quotes the Tosis, and Tosis that he's quoting here is also not going on the issue of Surah Pesach on the first two walls. Tosis is discussing, as far as the Surah Pesach requiring a thicker lechi on each side, he's putting the two together. They hain the Tosis. And this is therefore the Mahalach. But Ofen, Shadivei Rava, hain the Milvara, Tefach Amulin Hechshetufano, that for that you need a Dofen Mamish, which he calls Mechitzos Nikaros. Also, you need that the Dofen has to be Sasum with Surah Pesach, which is a Din Stima. And then he quotes again, we have to touch base with all these points along the way. When we're going to say our own pshat, we have to keep all this in mind. He quotes the Rif, that the Ran explains pshat in the Rif. The Rif says that according to the first lesson of Rava, I don't care if the tefach is yeshno or eino. What's pshat in the words of the Rif? Says the Ran, pshat in the Rif is that what the Rif means, of course you need a tefach, but I don't care if it's sochek or not. What's the pshat? Because the tefach is malach umosh mi Sinai, and that everyone agrees to. And Rav is not dealing with that. But Rav says that I also have a steam of Surah Pesach. Therefore, it doesn't matter that it's a Sochik or not, because what is Sochik meant to accomplish? What's the Pesach that he began with? How did he start the whole piece with? What is he coming to say? Why Tefach Sochik? The Torah says Tefach. What do I need for? Answer is to create steam up. But if I have Surah Pesach to create the steam up, so then I don't need Tefach Sochik. That's Pesach in the Rif. It reads well. No question. You read it without being mind making a sugya. It's a beautiful pshat. L'chaira, the number of issues. First of all, where do you find two dinin, two distinct dinin? And then what I was alluding to yesterday, I realized what I was asking. According to the Biskarav, the problem of Turas HaPesach not working for Tfanos is identical to the problem of Gurasik not working. Namely, it's not Machitzos Nikaros. But if I can find a way to solve the problem through some other system, in other words, I don't need Tefach Sochek if I have Surah Sapesa, right? Right? That's what he says. So if I build Asfas HaGag, do I need Tefach Sochek for the third side? If Surah Pesach works without Tefach Sochek, yeah? Because I have the dolphin of a Tefach, and I have the stima through Surah Pesach. So what if I build Asfas HaGag? So for the third side, what do I have? Gurasik. Gurasik works for Shabbos. Gurasik makes a stima. What's my problem? It's not a physical Dolphin. So if I have a tefach, so we don't need tefach sochek. I shouldn't need anything more. I should have a tefach. And as far as the second din, that second din that I have to fulfill for a stima, so what do I have? I have good asik. It's the same chesaron, he says. The problem of Surah Pesach not working is that it's not machitzos nikaros. And that's the problem of good asik. But if I... That means I need a dolphin mamish. How much of a dolphin? A tefach. So the shvishas avil tefach should work without anything, no need to put it within, closer to the, to lovewood. Because I have what? I have the same thing that Surah Pesach does. That was what I was wondering. I didn't know how to formulate the question. Now, what would come out? Same issue. Moreover, the way the Ran speaks, and even in Tosis, see Tosis inside, but they talk about the Tzuras HaPesach here being different. Look at the Lashon HaRan with me. The Tzuras HaPesach here being different than everywhere else. He connects that to the other issue. We read it yesterday faster, but quotes Rashi, Midvarav Yisir, Tzuras HaPesach is not matir by Shtei Tfanos. Because otherwise, why is it a kula and dofen shlishis? We always say Tzuras HaPesach works. Ela Vadai. Okay, from there. Ela Vadai. Ein Tzuras, if you have the Tzuras enough of me, it's Amud Vav on the fourth line. Ein Tzuras Pesach Matir Umashlim Shir Dofen Sukkah Elu b'dof ha'shlishes b'uvad, right? The machmirinan b'ha b'suka mishabes. Kishem she'achmiru b'alein omot gavo asara. To be in mechitzos nikaros. Again, does the Ran mean that's the chesaron here? The words did not say exactly that. The word said, just as they were machmir, that's again, deraisa, but he's a tachmiru, by amud, because there's a standard in the chitzos nikaros, that's the issue over there. So too, we have another example of being machmir and about the standards of tfanos by sukkah that Tzuras HaPesach won't suffice. Doesn't say the problem is identical. It's another example, just like that's an example of the chmir because the chitzos nikaros, so it is over here. No, because you see that sukkah can have standards and tfanos that would not be good enough, that would be good enough by Shabbos and not good enough by sukkah. You need a dira, it has to be ke'in dira, so therefore Tzuras HaPesach, whatever, it's not going to be enough. You need tfanos mamish. Doesn't say it's not nikaros. Kedamino el. Now look, the next line. Ukeshem, I'll show you another example. That sukkah has another standard that's higher. Ukishem shechmiru b'tzuras haPesach atzmo shodov and shlishis lachlish nekama derava. Why did the perkama de ervin lo yavina shiru lekanes b'tzuras Pesach? How wide does the kana have to be on either side, the vertical l'chayim? How wide? Mashu, kanes mashu. And here, Rava's first lesson says it's got to be that thickness that together the two chayim are a tefach. So what does it show? That sukkah has a higher standard. According to Brisker Rav, what's that raya? That indicates that sukkah has something unique, a standard. What do you mean? That's because Tzuras HaPesach, he says before, of sukkah is exactly the same as everywhere else. But there's a halach of a tefach. That's not a good comparison. The point that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by sukkah, that's because you need a dolphin mamish. And good asik doesn't work. You need to go for mamish and mechitzas nikaros. But the fact that you need a thicker Tzuras HaPesach, it's the same Tzuras HaPesach. It's just that I need a tefach. The mistamah he'll have to learn. That's what the Ran may mean. Sukkah has a separate. The words are not that way. The words are like there's a chumrah in Tzuras HaPesach of sukkah over Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else. That this Tzuras HaPesach has to be thick. I would like to see if we could come up with a pshat that could be more, in tune with the way the words seem to be suggesting that there is a fundamental difference in the Tzuras HaPesach itself of sukkah. But then, of course, that problem comes back. So, like, why would that be? And why would Tzuras HaPesach suddenly work if it doesn't work for the first two walls? Why does it suddenly work for the third wall? And why does it need a thicker part to it? Like, what's going on? I see why we're saying this, because otherwise the Gemara is totally strange. What's manavshach? Tefach is not good enough. Tzuras HaPesach is not good enough. But somehow when it comes together, then it's good. So Rizko says, yeah, two different dinim. There's a din of tefach that's fulfilled with tfanos tefach. There's a din of Tzuras HaPesach for stima, and that's fulfilled with Tzuras HaPesach, and that could be tefach sochik. If you have Tzuras HaPesach, you own tefach sochik. That's, again, the lashon of the Ran. He doesn't say the problem is mechitzos nikaros when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach. He just compares it to that issue. According to Brisker Rav, you should be able to get away without tevach sochik al tfas hagag. That was one of the problems that we had. Because it does the same thing. Moreover, the fact that the Ran speaks about Tzuras HaPesach being different by sukkah sounds like there's a higher standard in the Tzuras HaPesach. But now, how does that connect with the issue of tefach? Like, what are the two things doing exactly?
Why is
I just have to take off my jacket, yeah.
Why is the two din in the Brisker Rav trying to create so much difference than what we were trying to do with the din Hekes and the din
Okay, so when you hear what we're going to say, you'll hear. You're right. I'm going within the Derech, the Brisker Rav, but what I'd like to say is that it's not this distinct, totally distinct. You'll see in a minute. When we say present another way to look at it, I think that you'll hear better the difference. That it's what we were saying until now, we were never saying it's two different issues. It could be that the dofen, I'm not going to say yet the full pshat, wait a minute, but the dofen has to create a heket. So it does. You have to have a hekif. Biskrov is saying you have a din of a hekif and you have a din of the physical dolphin, and it's just artificially coming together here. Check off the list. I've got my tfanos, I've got my hekif. What I'd like to say is that the two somehow work together. The din tefach goes into the definition of Tzeres HaPesach as opposed to being artificially just there. Zeu tefach she'omru chachamim, Lashon Rashi in the first lesson of Rava. That's the tefach. The tefach becomes the basis for Tzeres HaPesach. Not, I have a tefach and I fulfill that requirement and I have Tzeres HaPesach to fulfill that requirement. No, the tefach has to create the stima, and the tefach has to stand for a tefach and for a dolphin. But not that it's two different things that I hope that happen to, you know, to happen to cross paths and coalesce. But somehow they're integrated somehow.
How does this work with the second mission of Rama?
So second mission of Rama, you can use one or the other. How did Biskrov learn it?
You mean if you need both to get him to help?
He felt, right, good, that's very good, he doesn't address it. Second lesson, like, suddenly a whole new thing. You can get away with Tzeres HaPesach by itself, yeah. He says, the halakha was we've seen that was, that a stima would be good enough. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Just the stima itself could work. Just like the Torah says, the tefach works, so you can have a stima without even tefach. Koach HaSosim is enough for the third world. That's what it has to be. When we say another pshat, I think will be a little bit better, I think, for the second lashon. This is clear, that's what it means. You can get away without a physical tefach. But why that? But why dafka? Because the tefach works, therefore this should work at two separate nyanim, right? Why should one be a connection to the other? Hard to know. Yeah. Noah.
Yeah, just within that point, I think you just say very simply that this is hagup of the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Simon. Mm-hmm. Rav would say that the tefach stretches out, and therefore, Rabbi Simon would say, no, the tefach doesn't.
He's saying like this. He's saying, no, time is very nice, but if you say that the tefach stretches out, then you really don't need this other thing to create hekif because it's built into the tefach of itself. The tefach stretches. Ron kiu nimshach. So that is everything. It's all there. Negeda Yotzei suffices. And Simit says, no, I have to create more in order to create a hekif.
Hekif is for our shadow.
Okay? Okay.
And therefore, that's why you need to.
Why?
Then Yavada, you need a hekif here. Rav's going to say, okay, good, you get the hekif in the Lomdish way by stretching out the last step out. And Simit says,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. We'll see where we can go with this. Yeah. Eitanari, yeah.
For Biskarov, what's the
chiddush
of
she's in the tefach? Big chiddush. You don't need a dolphin on the third side any more than a tefach thickness. Big chiddush. The other two walls, I need a dolphin zayin tefachim long. Here, it could be tefach.
There's
a din of tfanos, there's a din of hekif in the sukkah. The din tfanos, that's where the shlisha says tefach is sufficient.
So it's really a half tefach, though.
Well, the tefach, half and half, become a tefach. That's the tefach. It's just in two different places.
Also, in the Lashon of the Ram, I think it's mashmah that is the Tzeres HaPesach, which would be the difference.
Because that's exactly.
Because the Elavale and Tzeres HaPesach, mashmah, Elavale, Dauphin, Shtush, is that it's not that it's not the Chiddush is in the Dauphin, it's the Chiddush is that you allow for a Tzeres HaPesach for.
Right.
Even it's not like the Dauphin, you would...
Well, again, Mr. Rav would say... Tzeres HaPesach does what it does, but there's a separate din of tfanos. Right.
I'm saying the Rambam makes it seem as if like the need for a dofen is accomplished through the Tzeres HaPesach, even if you didn't even have a tefach. Like, the tefach is like an additional din, but you can accomplish the need of a dofen even without it. Vaday ein Tzeres HaPesach matr mashim shir dofen so b'sukkah, ele b'dofen shlishis b'lvat, da'ad mechmer b'ha b'sukkah mishavah. But the shlishis... You would be able to accomplish the sheer dope and sukkah just with the tzuras of the shlishis.
Just with
the tzuras of petach on the third, you're able to accomplish a dofen even without, even before the Rani even discusses using the tefach.
According to the first lesson, it's not so. You need it to be. You mean you're saying the tzuras of petach is working?
It's accomplishing a dofen and a stima, and then the tefach is seen that maybe is accomplishing some other din. But from that first line of the Ron.
Okay, so we'll have to try everything out in the lesson again. Let's see how else we can go. Ari, right?
When I was going through the whole issue with the Peshat, you said that you started mentioning how this relates to the mind of Dharam and Biz, which what was exactly the issue of that?
But if you hold that the problem of not saying good asik by Sukkah is the identical problem of not using Surat HaPesach, it's not Machitzas Nikaros. But if I have what suffices for a dolphin, then I can use the rest for steamer. So then, the same way that we're saying that the third wall, you need besides the tefach, I need Surah HaPesach, or tefach sochik. So I'll make the case that on the third wall, as fas hagag, I don't need anything but a tefach. I don't need Surah HaPesach, I don't need tefach sochik. You know what I have in lieu of any of those? A third option, good answer. That's my question. In other words, we should be able to just have a tefach and I don't need anything dish. Rabbi says you need Surah HaPesach. But no, a successor guy, you would need Surah HaPesach. So, the Biskar Rav says, you know what? You don't need Surah HaPesach if I can solve the problem
with
Tefach Sochek, and if I have this, I don't have a Sochek. So I have a third option. I can create steamer through good asik. So then I shouldn't need Surah HaPesach in the case of Pasa Gag. Because good asik will give it to me.
You're saying that the issue is that it's not brought up here. Rabbi doesn't bring up that possibility. That's the issue.
No, I think it's strange to assume. The halacha is clear from the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, right? I mean, the Rishonim say that Fasa Gag doesn't work. So what do I need as Fasa Gag? Presumably, the Shisa Vil Tefach would need, in addition to the Tefach, a little bit of Rabbi, what would it need? Like it always needs. So it's a Pesach. But according to the Cheshvan of the Biskar Rav, as fas hagag, you would not need the Surah HaPesach on top of the tefach. Because good asik can give me what the Surah HaPesach gave.
And by the way, like what the issue is, because Rabbi didn't mention it, and like
now no, it's just a halacha. No one says such a thing. No one says. Everyone assumes that whatever you need Surah HaPesach with the tefach. That would be the same wherever it is. That doesn't sound like that would be.
Just coming back to Rafi's point about the second lashon of Rava. I think at the end of the piece, the Griz says that in a Hanami, it would be the Tzuras Pesach would have to be a tefach thickness.
Ooh, wow.
Which is against Rashi in our Gemara. He says it's Kanamikan, Kol Dehu. From Ulafiza.
We are very, very. Let's see. Either Israel in Tefram says the Pesach Bechad Min HaSagi or Tzuras Tefach Seichi Gam Kin Enor Tzulom Duol Bay Tefach Klal. Actually, Sagi B'Tzuras Pesach Bilvad does not value Tzuras Pesach Lom Mahaliyav Mokom Dolphin. Rako Tzulom Tefach Seichi Go Bein. All it means is Yom Tefach Seichi. Wow. Bechad Min Nani Teres. Either Tefach Seichi or Tzuras Pesach. But you would need a Tefach, not a Tefach Seichi. Big Chiddush. Or not, you see, Pashtus and Lashis, not that way. Yeah, I see. Yeah. He says you would be able to. You would still need the tefach. He's saying Rav second lesson would still need the tefach. Yeah, big thing. Let's see if we can think of another way about this. Mickey, go ahead.
Just one thing. If we're equating the Gemara here, the Mechitzas Nikaros on the Ali, the Brisker Rav wanted to do, it would make it a Doraisa issue. How can we put Tosos in that camp?
No, the issue here is whether Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for the first two Tfanos. Why doesn't it work? So it doesn't work, Midoraisa. Again, Tosus here is not discussing the first two. Tosus, we haven't read yet, but Tosus is discussing the difference in Tzuras HaPesach everywhere. That's Kana is sufficient, and Tzuras HaPesach here, that needs to be a thickness of a tefach between the two sides. And Tosus has the words Mechitzas Nikaros. Okay. But the Ran was discussing the issue of using Tzuras HaPesach for the first two walls and compares it to the issue that doesn't work by Sukkah because you need Mechitzas Nikaros.
If Brisker was saying that Tosfos is
together
also...
Right, he puts Tosfos and the Ran together. But so I'm pointing out they're talking about two different issues. Tosfos discussion is that which the Tzuras HaPesach has a greater thickness over here. The Brisker Rav is going to say, Pshat and Tosfos is, what he's saying is, you need a greater thickness because of the first halach. That's how he's going to read Tosfos. We haven't read it inside, but that's how he's going to read it into Tosfos. We'll have to see if we have another way to read Tosfos. But let's come back to the Iker issue here. And let's try to say, I mean, it's just an attempt. It's not like the last word by any stretch. Just a way to try to put these two issues more together, that they converge in a more natural way, as opposed to saying that artificially this happened to be that I have to fulfill two different demons. Let's say like this. Again, it's a machshava. It's not like, you know, the last word. Why not say as follows? Shlishis afil tefach, right? But of course, this is going to relate to what Rafi was bringing up. We've been talking about the fact that you need a steamer, right? Shlishis afil tefach. You need a dolphin tefach. It's clear. That's a special din by Sukkah. You need finance. We know that Shlishis afil tefach doesn't work from the Ran. We know that good asik doesn't work from the Ran. You need finance. You need a dolphin tefach on the third side. But obviously, this dolphin tefach has to be viewed as being there, not just where it's physically situated, but all across the whole side. But that, of course, we know that famous lashon of the Rush earlier by Itzdeva and the Ramban in our sugya just before by Rosh Tor, the shame the Yerushalmi and Shmuel, and the Yerushalmi, that Rowan Kiyu Nimsha. The trick that allows us to say that this tefach is makif, that whole side, is because it's a roin ki'ilu nimsha. That goes into the halach. The Rasha says that's why it goes into the word good of the Gemara, because it's roin ki'ilu nimsha, that's also a good of sin. Let's say, as follows, maybe the only way that we can get that to happen, that we can say that the tefach that's here, only in one spot, is considered as if it would be makif the whole side. The only way that that can be, I'm going to first give the outline of the approach, then we'll try to, try to flesh it out. The only way that can be so is if the tefach has within it the ability to create an impact, to relate, to be so same, that entire side. If that tefach can speak in some way to create a stima on the entire Ruach Shlishis, then the Torah can say that it's as if that physical dofen was present and existed and was extended all the way in Ruach Shlishis. There's two things happen. There's the tefach has to be viewed as being there to create that I have a third wall. Ki'ilu was there all across. But in order that that can happen, there has to be some potential within this tefach to be able to create stima across that whole ruach. And that's where Tzuras HaPesach now comes in. When Rava says that you need Tzuras HaPesach, it means, get the outline first, it means that if I have from this tefach a Tzuras HaPesach, which has potential to create stima. Now, stima for itself as sukkah is insufficient, because what do I also need? I need a physical dolphin. But if the tefach can be made into something that has now a potential to create a stima on that third side, then I can therefore view it as existing and being present and extended along the whole third side. Now, what does this have to do with Tzuras HaPesach? Tzuras HaPesach is a stima. What's that to do with the dolphin? So let's ask ourselves the following question. It's a chakira. I'm going to pose a chakira to you. Take a regular case of Tzuras HaPesach, by Shabbos, by Kilayim. Lechi mikan, right? Kana mikan, kan mikan, kan agabe. What about this picture considers this whole area from one kana to the other, from the two vertical poles, to be closed? What about this picture? So you could say, the total effect, basically, the fact that it looks like an arch, and there's a kana gabe, and that's the din. Tzuras HaPesach, that's the din. It's considered sus. That could be. But maybe we'll present it in a different way. Maybe there are rayas to this, you saw. Forget the rayas, I'll just explore it. that the real understanding of why we view this area from one pole to the other with the Kana Gabeim as closed is because these two poles, you know what they really are? They're very thin, you know? But how high are they? How high does the Kana have to be on either side? The height of a machitza, right? Machitza is how much? You have to suggest that Da'od of Hei, Tetfach. Right? It's a very thin machitza, very flimsy machitza. But you know what? It might have halacha to it. The Gemara Daf Chav Dalet talks about a machitza in Shabbos has to be that it's omedes beruach. And posts can say that this lechi and this lechi, the two poles, the kana, not the gabeyan, the one that stands vertical, the two of them, they have to have the same criteria of machitza like a machitza. So maybe what you have here in Avik Tzuras HaPesach, what's really happening is that the machitzos are acting in tandem to create stima on the areas that's between them, that's beneath the Kanal Gabeyan. Notice, it's not the picture of one, two, three that creates stima. It's that we have machitzos. But typically a machitza is only a machitza where it's standing. If I have one machitza, so as wide as it is what it is. Right? That's exactly how it's a machitza. It's a machitza where it's positioned. So if I have one machitza here, so the fraction of a tefach that it is, the mashu, that's where it's serving as a machitza. And if I have a vertical machitza that's a mashu here, all I have is a machitza of a mashu. But guess what? If I put two machitzas of a mashu together at a certain distance, and I put a kanal gabeyan, so these machitzos have now the following quality. These machitzos are so same, the area between them beneath the kanal gabeyan. So what is happening in Tzuras HaPesach, wait, is really a dynamic that has to do with machitza. Memelo, let's come back to what we're saying. Why does Rava say that you need Tzuras HaPesach? Because just to have a tefach means I have a tefach in one place, on the third ruach. But don't I need a closure for the entire ruach? But that's part of the halacha. The halacha Moshe Misinai is that it's as if that tefach is all the way across. But how does that happen? Why? When do we say that the tefach in one place can be viewed as extending across the whole side? Because if I have a Tzuras HaPesach, and let's understand the first lashon of Rava, if I make out of this tefach two pieces, and I put part of it on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach, and the other part on the other side, and a kana gabeyan. So that means that the tefach is now operating in a manner of creating the concept called stima, Tzuras HaPesach. Notice, Tzuras HaPesach by itself would work for a sukkah, for the first two walls? Absolutely not. I need a physical dofen. But I need to be imagined that I have a physical dofen here as well, on the third side. But that's the halacha roin ki'ilu nimshach. So it's as if I have a dofen all the way across. But in order to have a dofen all the way across, I have to be able to first establish that this tefach has the ability, the koach, to be so same the entire ruach, the entire side. How do I give it that ability? Even though that itself would not be sufficient for sukkah, I have to have the roin ki'ilu nimshach for it to work. But in order to say Ron Kiyu and Nimshach, as if it was extended, what do I have to first establish? That the Tefach has the Koach to be Sosin. That it acts, it operates, it impacts in the form of a stima, of a closure, on the whole side. How can that happen? How can I make the Tefach create a closure? The answer is, this is the Tefach Sh'amru Chachamim. I take that Tefach, I break it into two. I put it half of it on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach and the other half on the other side. Which means that what is happening, the machitza, again, that's how it works. Not the fact that there's a picture of one, two, and three. It's the fact that I have two machitzos on either side and they create the ability to close the gap between them because I have a kanal gabeyan. The kanal gabeyan is not the etzem what's happening to create the stima. It's the hechatimtza to allow the two vertical machitzos to close the gap between them. So because of the kanal gabeyan, that's what unifies the two respective poles on either side to act as a machitza, not just in the spot that each one is positioned, but on the whole area that is between them and under the Kana Gabeh. That's the koach of Tzuras HaPesach. Says Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach, in order to consider this little tefach to be existing, not just where it is. Because what does Sukkah require? It requires a physical dofen. But there's only a physical dofen on one spot of the tefach. Where is it the rest? Ro and Kilu Nimshach. But when do I say Ro and Kilu Nimshach? Ah, if I can take this tefach and I can create out of it. Again, it's not a new artificially put together two different dinim. It's creating out of this tefach a koach to do what Tzuras HaPesach does, to create stima. So the Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah is unique. The Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah requires the tefach to be there and the tefach to operate in order to be able to be nimshach. What does it have to be able to do? It has to be able to be sosa. Stima itself wouldn't suffice for Sukkah. But if it can create stima, then what will kick in is the idea that I would imagine that the physical dofen is actually present as well, and then I have everything. This is the Pshat and Rava. Then suddenly, you know, the Ram's comparison to Gur Asik is not meant to say that the problem of Tzuras HaPesach is a problem of Gur Asik. No one would think that I could suddenly go ahead on Tzfas HaGag and do without Tzuras HaPesach. So I have Gur Asik, so what? What is that going to help me? What do I need to achieve here? I need to achieve that the tefach has impacted as a steamer. The tefach has impacted. So to be able to stick a good asik here is not going to be able to absolve me of the Tzuras HaPesach. I need the tefach itself to be able to be operating on the whole ruach, on the whole side, through the dir, Tzuras HaPesach, nothing less. You couldn't use anything else and say, well, it's doing the same thing. It's not too dinin. It has to organically come out of the tefach. In order to let the tefach stretch, I have to let the tefach create stima. So you'll notice what we're doing. It's a very different way to think about it. What's the second lashon of Rava? Now it's a little bit easier. Tell me. Can you clap this? Why does Rava say, the second lashon, you know what? If the Torah says you can have a tefach, you can also have another option. You can have Tzuras HaPesach. What would you think? What's the Sheikhus? What is Tzuras HaPesach, Rabosei? What is it? It's a Mechitza of a Mashu. But you see, normally Mechitza of Tefach doesn't count for Sukkah. The Torah's Mako on the third side said, you know, you can use a Mechitza of a Tefach and we'll say Rowan, right? You know, if I would allow Rowan on a mechitza of a tefach, even though usually a mechitza has to be seven tefachim. So maybe I use a mechitza of a mashu, so it's a pesach. So it basically, the mechitza is less than a tefach. But you see, usually a mechitza got to be more than a tefach also, and it's reduced to a tefach. So let it be a tefach, a mechitza of a mashu. What is Tzuras HaPesach? It's mechitza. It's two mechitzos of a mashu. And then it closed the gap. So the same way a tefach will close the gap through Tzuras HaPesach by dividing it. But the Torah says a machitza can be a tefach. So just use a Tzuras HaPesach as well. You can use a tefach by itself with the option of what? What would you need for the tefach to work? In the second lesson of Rav, if you use tefach, what would have to be a kind of a tefach? What? Tefach Sochik. Or, what's the other option? Tzuras HaPesach. In the first lashon of Rava, would I need a Tefach Sochik? Chor the Biskei Rav is right, he pointed it out with the Rav, it's the same thing according to our Cheshbin. Would the first lashon require Tefach Sochik? Would you? Would you need Tefach Sochik according to the first lashon of Rava? Why not? Why not? Because once it's creating the stima for Tzuras HaPesach, then it's, you don't need Tefach Sochik, it's already there. What's the third lashon of Rava? How does that differ? What's the third lashon? What's the problem here? Which lashon doesn't agree with which? Let's see. Let's try one way and then go the other way. Chora. The third lashon of Rava says you have a tefach. And you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Would that work for the first lashon of Rava? I realize, Daniel, you had a question before. I'm sorry, I let you go. Go.
It's a mechitza, the function of the area that's enclosing. So I'm saying
it means Tzuras HaPesach is in some way that also.
Between the two.
You mean the nature of Tzuras HaPesach is that type of mechitza? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But I just the main idea sometimes is it's really a mechitza, and mechitza is what's creating the kosher. In the terms of the first and third lashonas of Rava, let's cheshbon this out together, okay? The first lashon of Rava says, take the tefach, divide it in two parts, put each part on either side of the Tzuras HaPesach to form the vertical lechi. Together they add up to a tefach kon al gabei. Third lashon says, what are you doing? You have your tefach in one place, and then you have the Tzuras HaPesach in addition. Seemingly, the first lashon versus the third lashon. Who's arguing on who? Is it two ways or is it one way? In other words, the third lashon would not accept the first lashon of splitting the tefach. Chori, that's correct, right? The first lashon says you can split the tefach into two different parts and then have the Tzuras HaPesach with the two l'chayayim being comprised of what used to be the tefach. The third lashon says you need to have the tefach b'mokum echad. Chori, that's clearly part of the machokas. We'll have to see what that's about. What about the other direction? Would the first lashon of Rava accept what Rava says in the end, the third lashon, that the tefach is in one place, and then you have the Tzuras HaPesach? Or would he hold that you need to split the tefach into two parts? So it's obvious. It should be obvious that the first lashon cannot reject the third scenario. Why not? So for the simple answer is because the kana could be part of the tefach, right? I mean, in other words, what are you putting? You have your kana. Well, let's say better. The halacha that you're splitting the tefach, you have to be a tefach? What does it have to be? The third wall. Has to be what? Has to be a tefach? Or it has to be at least a tefach? There's two tefachim, it's also good. Whatever it is, tefach or more. So whatever you're going to do, you can say that you split it. Let's say you have two tefachim, and I put tefach mikan, of each side of the Tzuras HaPesach. It's also good. So what if I have a tefach here, and a kana here? It has to be evenly split. So it's a tefach and a kana that I split. Tefach mikan, kana mikan. It's no different. Either way, I made the tefach plus into two parts. So it's always pshat that I put part of it on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach and the other part on the other side. There's no scenario that's possible that you wouldn't be splitting the tefach. What the first lashon needs is that the tefach has to convert into Tzuras HaPesach. But whatever the case is going to be, it's always that whatever is on either side of Tzuras HaPesach can be viewed as working together, and now each part is a part of that integrated whole. The integrated whole could be a tefach, or it could be two tefachim, or it could be a tefach and a half, or it could be ten tefachim. And however you want to distribute it, it's going to be the same thing. Whatever it was is divided. So the first lashon would have no problem with the third lashon. The third lashon would have a problem with the first. The third lashon of Rava requires that, says you have to see the tefach has to be in one place. There's another nafkamina, and that's the riff. Do I need a tefach sochik? So according to the first lashon, Rashi says nothing about tefach sochik, and why not? So the Brisker Rav says, for his reason, because tefach sochik is only meant to accomplish what Tzuras HaPesach is accomplishing, so there's no need for tefach sochik. The way we're explaining it, why don't we need for tefach sochik in the first lashon of Rava? Because What's Tevach Sochek? Is to create a sense of a Rov Dofen. But that's because I need to find a way to expand it. But Ki'ilu Nimshach is doing it. How is Ki'ilu Nimshach doing it? As if it's extended through the Tzuras HaPesach. So I don't Tevach Sochek. According to the third Lashon, which is the story of Rashi and Rav Kahana, so what does he hold? The third Lashon? You must have a Tevach B'Makom Echad. So then the Tefach is going to have to be, so then what would the Tefach have to be? Why?
Because it's
what?
It's creating the
Rov Dofen, and then he requires a Tzuras HaPesach as well. But he point, you can't split it. What's the idea? Would it be a Din D'Oraisa, or a Din Rabbanan? Now we have to figure out. Okay, this is all, it's a chidushim, at the end it's a chidush, but it's a svara that I think you can relate to. Again, we'll have to see in the Tosis, to read the Tosis afterwards, also see, the Chor Tosis also, it doesn't seem to me that it's, I mean, you could read the risk of into Tosis, but Pashtus, maybe Tosis could be seen in light of what we're saying now. Yes, Ari.
Just want some clarity on what the difference is between stima and ronki and nimshach.
Ronki and nimshach means that I imagine that the dolphin is physically there. Stima means that it creates a closure. But sukkah requires a physical dolphin. It's strange because it's not there. It's only imaginary there. But it's there. It can only be... you need to imagine that the dolphin is there, not just that it did create a stima. So creating a stima there is Tzuras HaPesach. I hear, like, this is what's hard to digest, exactly. You think, like, if it's not there, it's not there. I mean, it's as if it's there. And that's a distinct point from being so same. If it's so same, then I can say it's ki'ilu there. But it's saying that those are the two points. But it's only if I can create Tzuras HaPesach and create stima that I would say that I can step it over. And I'm making that into two distinct points. That's a hard svar to hear, but that's what we're trying to do, because otherwise it's where the two things converging? How are they coming together? Eitan, after you know, I follow.
Yeah, I just say one other thing. I'm thinking, sorry. When you, so we wanted to say that we had a curious in what the steam is, why we view it as if it's closed off.
Yes, so either you can say the whole picture itself, one, two, three, the whole picture of it looks like an arch. But we're saying it's different. It's that the machitza, that's in one place here, in one place here, is so same, the whole area between the two of them.
So, I mean, why is each kind of considered a machitza? As in, we're saying
a machitza because it's 10 tefachim high and it can withstand the wind, and it happens to be very, very thin. But it's
so
a machitza.
So, shouldn't have to be 4 tefachim?
No, because if it's so same, that's exactly, as long as the steam is 4 tefachim,
okay, so
4 amos, whatever.
Then, one of the questions we asked on the grizz was that where do we have precedence for such a fellow?
We're the marker for two different ideas.
Yeah, so where do we have? Is there like a precedence for this that we only say Ron Ki'ilu when it has the potential?
If it's a Rabbanan, it's a lot easier. The Chachamim want first to have this idea of Tzuras HaPesach to be able to say that it relates in the form of stima to the rest of the side, and then the Torah's halacha will actualize. It's a deraisa, it's a lot harder to imagine that should be. Like, why should we assume that Rava had a tradition? Okay, so he had such a masora, okay? But again, it would be halacha mishmisina anyway. Yeah.
Just to go back to the lesson of the Ram,
that
I was pointing out earlier.
Yeah.
When he says, in Surah's Petah, Matin Mashim Shir Dopen Sukha Ella Vidopen Shir Sukha Bad. Is that not saying that the Tzuras HaPetach itself creates the Shir Vidopen Sukha in the third wall, even if you didn't have that one? Just Tzuras HaPetach is Mashim Shir Dopen Sukha Vidopen Shir Sukha Bad.
Which words are you at?
Yeah. Ella Vada Ain Tzuras HaPetach Matir Mashim Shir Dopen Sukha Ella Vidopen Shir Sukha Bad.
Right.
Just the Tzuras HaPetach itself.
So it's matter umashkim shir dofen b'sukkah.
Ela b'dofen shir b'vah. The third dofen gets sheer dofen sofa, yeah. Just with the Tzuras Pesach.
Tzuras Pesach is going to, Tzuras Pesach is going to, because it's born kiyachad, the way I'm saying it comes together. If it does that, then the other thing comes with it. So with the Tzuras Pesach, I have everything. I have the stima and I have the nimshach. It's not sequential. It's a prerequisite for the other, but it's with this comes the other thing. Okay, so later we'll think. Okay, well, Mr. Shem, look forward to seeing everybody tonight. What time?